dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do. Yeah. I watch the world go through the dark side of the moon. After all I knew, it had to be something to do with you. I really don't mind what happens now and then, as long as you'll be my friend at the end. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side, be my superhuman, my kryptonite.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines.
Hey guys, Nordramore here, just about ready to get started up with Canada versus New Zealand in the Tribes 2 World Championships. Heading on to the server here in a few minutes.
And muscle for rank, fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. Arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up, and long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance, he's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need, because he's racing and pacing. Earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade, 'cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his
there in the pit.
The Rocketeer decided to tee off on Snickers. It squared him. The Rocketeer decided to tee off on Snickers. It squared him.
Rocket! 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 Rocket!
A shout out to Wonder Dog, who's playing for Team Canada.
Rocket! 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 Rocket!
The RT is RTing. The RT is RTing.
Shoutouts to Liz, Jamie, Heather, Jessica, Luke, Kevin, Matt, Foss, and Cheetos from Rev.
The grab of the infinite passive flight took a rocket to the back of the head.
Rocket tree.
The grab of the infinite passive flight took a rocket to the back of the head.
Rocket turret.
Comment on how important the rocket turret is. That is the first target by enemy offense.
That's right. The rocket turret on a map like this is extremely important because, first of all, the rocket turret is a great player, and he just doesn't miss. So if you don't take him out, you know you're going to lose half your health unless you're going extremely fast and can manage to dodge it.
It's the 11th man in drive, that's for sure.
That's right. I mean, MVP for the last game was the rocket turret.
Rocket. Rocket turret. Rocket. Rocket turret. Rocket. Rocket turret.
Okay, Jack of all trades has the flag. He's heading up by the rocket turret.
Shout out to Zeke's mom, who is a major
wow.
MILF.
Rocket turret just nailed him in the scout.
Wow.
Damn it.
They have a rocket turret. They're all equipped.
Rocket turret.
They have a rocket turret. They're all equipped.
Rocket turret.
They have a rocket turret. They're all equipped.
Rocket turret.
They have a rocket turret. They're all equipped.
Rocket turret.
Comment on how important the rocket turret is. That is the first target by enemy offense.
That's right. The rocket turret on a map like this is extremely important because, first of all, the rocket turret is a great player, and he just doesn't miss. So if you don't take him out, you know you're going to lose half your health unless you're going extremely fast and can manage to dodge it.
It's the 11th man in drive, that's for sure.
That's right. I mean, MVP for the last game was the rocket turret.
Rocket. Rocket turret. Rocket. Rocket turret. Rocket! Rocket turret! Rocket! Rocket turret!
I mean, MVP for the last game was the rocket turret.
Well, still waiting for Canada and New Zealand to get the final rosters sorted out for the first map, Katabatic, playing on a server that I have no idea where it is. But the pings, looking pretty well roundedly bad. New Zealand having the advantage, but they're pinging in the 200 to 300 range. Most of the Canadian players are pinging in the 250 to 400 range. So we'll see how that comes into effect. I can imagine that sniping might be a little bit difficult with pings that high for both teams. But I don't know, maybe once it gets to a certain point, it really doesn't matter what your ping is. Anyway, some more songs for while we wait for Canada and New Zealand to get started up in the Tribes 2 World Championships.
Crime, crime, rockin' like Jen and Reno. Dime, dime, 18.
a shout out to Sloppy Seconds from Hawson. A shout out to the Tribes 2 World Championship admins, T-Bone and who's the other one in the server with me right now? If I can click on that, there we go. T-Bone and XR Kun. Shout out to Mom, thank you for your mom last night, from Ezekiel. Shout out to Merlin for being a fag from Zydoran. Shout out from Monkey to the Monkey. Shout out from Ezekiel, Biohazard, you killed it. And X-Man, shout out to Norjamore for being the best T2 shoutcaster. Shout out to Noel Man, the biggest sex bot ever. You say they taught you how to read and write. Yeah, they taught you how to count. I say they taught you how to find sin. Your own body by the pound. I think you like to be the simple boy. I think you love to play the clown. I think you were blind to the fact that the hand you hold is the hand that holds you down. You do what you do. You say what you say. You always. Shout out to the father figure, Cold Shot from T-Bone.
Supposed to play music. Oh.
You're listening to the Rock Station. Woo-hoo! Your source for online gaming. TSN.
I'm going to give you a rundown of the rosters because they're already deciding to cut this waiting a little bit short and trying to get this started as soon as possible. On Inferno, for the map Katabatic, you've got Team Canada sporting their IM tags. Anarchy, Wonderdog, Revelation, Nullman, Flex, Goon, Mad Bomber, Dreadnought, Razorjack, Dirty Sanchez, Tycho, Just Chillin', Jolt, Hassan, and Toys. Over, and they got, and they also have Alien Girls in Observer mode right now. Over on the New Zealand team, they have Storm for Katabatic, Lil Miss Trouble, Olo, Larno, Prince, Magic Man, Danger Mouse, Vindicate, Amino, Risky Bob, Fisty, Al Thor, Azriath, Moisty Man, and Gerbil. And nobody in Observer mode are obs for them. They've still got to get one more onto the server playing with 14. Once again, the pings, guys. The pings to the server for both players. The New Zealand guys with the ping advantage, but that's because they're pinging in the 200 to 300 range. The Canadian players pinging upwards of 250 to 400. Right now, Alien Girls still loading, getting a 625. Hassan pulling a nice 378, and Vindicate managing to break the 200 barrier there with a cool 183. So, pings once again becoming a big factor here. Going to be really, really hard to stop cappers once they get going without pretty much any ability to chain or snipe effectively. We'll see how the teams can compensate for it and see if any of them have any strategies specifically to take advantage of having such, unusually high pings. Tribes 2 World Championship, Canadians versus New Zealanders, coming up in a little bit. Shout out to all the Aussie fanboys from Fisty. Second countdown, guys, underway here on Katabatic. Cut this short and get into the game, see what's going on, and let me crank up the in-game sounds, make sure I got those up. Just got through playing, had to turn them down a little bit, and oh yeah, okay, there, nope, a little bit too high. Anyway, back in, once again, Canada versus New Zealand, somebody in observer mode, they're saying. Yeah, one of New Zealand players in observer mode, we're going to have to kick cyanide here in a second. So, once again, I'm picking a cool 300 to the server, hopefully that won't mess up my shoutcasting too much, but right now I'm hanging around, I'm on Inferno, so this is the Canadians base, heading over to Storm real quick, see what I can find over at the New Zealand base. New Zealand base looking pretty good right now. They're just getting some players suited up and going out. No MPB or turret changes just yet. Still the defaults. Going to go over to the remote tower and see if the Canadians hoes are coming out. Razorjack and Dreadnought already going out for the Canadians. Sending some missiles, trying to take out some of the shrikes being bought on the vehicle pad now. Trying to missile down the turret flares, though. Defensive flares being thrown by the LD up there on the roof, screening for their missiles. Now skiing in Dreadnought and Razorjack, heading for the gens through the front door. Working their way in right about now. I can already see the light defense is having a hell of a time adjusting to the difference in ping and getting used to trying to take them out. Going to go over to the Canadian space if I can find a Canadian. There we go. Toys, I believe. Toys over here hanging now on the Canadian side. Checking out Jolt hanging around on the flag right now. He's trying to play Hoff for the Canadians. Looking pretty good. Not taking any damage just yet. Inside the base, Canadian base seems to be online. Don't see any heavy offense streaming in or anything for the New Zealand team, but I don't know. Check. Let me go over to the remote tower and see how it's doing. See if the remote tower has perhaps already been disabled. Long range mortar spam going out from the roof. It's Magic Man for the New Zealanders, dumping some mortars off of the remote tower roof inside that base. They are indeed getting raped. Someone in there having some fun. I'm not sure who it is. Gerbil and Fisty in there are hanging around inside the New Zealand, I believe, remote tower there. Having to, I don't know, kick out a Raper, I think. They were both hanging around. They're both firing some mortars off, so I'm assuming that there was a Raper for the Canadians inside their base trying to take it out. Give me 1 second. I gotta change my scripts once again. They keep resetting after every map, no matter what I do. There we go. We got a grab. It is Larno. Where are you? Larno has a grab for New Zealand. Comes out the back and eats a missile in the face from the MPB. Flag is dropped right next to it. Shout out to Static Defenses for that missile in the face on that one. Toys has a pickup at the New Zealand flag on the other side. He's getting elfed by the farmer, though, coming off the flag stand with no speed. He still has a lot of health, but is now getting chased. Tries to disc jump away, but misses disc jumping because of his lag. Don't see what his ping right now, but he's trying to move away across the field very, very slowly, not having much luck. Throws the flag off. Trying to pass it off to a teammate. It's going to go into the hands of, where is it? Into the hands of Revelation. Revelation now getting elf, throwing off some mines and flares, trying to work his way across the map. The disc down to about a third of his life, and he is managing to live in an exorbitantly large amount of time with four people chasing him, but he's getting across, finally taken out by a grenade from Eowyn. Eowyn drops him. Flag lost in the field. Scramble for it. It's about three-fourths of the way back to the Canadian side. Several players standing there next to the flag, lagging out. Scramble for it as multiple players going for it into the hands of Razorjack, who picks it up in a heavy. Razorjack, though, about to die, about to lose the flag. Not quite finished off just yet. Dropped finally by Moisty Man, and Moisty Man from New Zealand will return the last man alive in about that seven-man string of players inside the Canadian, or no, the New Zealand base. Not quite sure. Olo's in one of the, let me see, I'm trying to find out whose this is. Looks like, looks like the New Zealand base might have gone, or midfield tower might have gone down there for a sec. Inside New Zealand, Omino is inside his base. The lights are out. Looks like the Canadians have, or I'm sorry, the New Zealanders have lost their gens. Don't see any Canadians, if I can find out. It looks like I take that back. Someone in there, not sure, but Omino heading upstairs instead of opting to come down and repair the gens. Hearing a repair pack go out. It is Risky Bob for New Zealand repairing their generator right now. So New Zealand base about to go back online. Both flags are home. One grab by each team so far. 26 minutes remaining on Katabatic. Vehicle pad back and operational for New Zealand. Getting out some shrikes. Their MPB up front in the, I don't know, the most direct midfield route home. Coming across midfield. There apparently was a tank out here earlier or something. Got a grab by Revelation. Going for the New Zealand flag. Was trying to go for a shrike reentry, looks like. But got elf coming off the flag stand. Didn't have the juice to make it to a shrike. Heads off towards the eastern side of the map. Jumping up to a shrike left off by a teammate. And he is in. Revelation in that shrike. Driving back towards the Canadian's base. And he ejects out of the shrike as it gets hit by a missile. He's now sent across the map. Back towards the exact center of the map on the opposite front-to-back route. Lands on the ground skiing home. Didn't really need to eject from the shrike, looks like, because the shrike lived through the missile. He gets run down from behind by a little Miss Trouble, and the flag sent flying across the field into the hands of Prince, who's going to return it for the New Zealand team. heading up to the Canadian remote tower. Inside that, checking it out, Olo is in there for the New Zealanders in a heavy suit with a shield pack, raping it right now, and going over, where are we to, if I can get to it, Amino, though, inside what looks to be, I think, his base. Yes, indeed, Amino inside the New Zealand main base. Generators are down here once again. Not seeing any of the rapers just yet who took them out. Amino trying to fight one of them off, but I can't find him. There we go. It is Nullman. Nullman for the Canadians down there in a medium, taking out the gens and having a duel with Amino down there. And it looks like Nullman takes him out. Nullman's still alive down inside the New Zealanders' base. Over here on the Canadian side, their gens are up. Vehicle pad is operational. A couple guys getting power or getting vehicles bought on that right now. Inside, let's check it out. Wonder Dog down there playing HD in the bottom part of the New or the Canadians base, checking out the flagstand. Now their upper turret appears to be down. Man, they still got a few LD outside. Front turret is up. Let's see if I can see if their MPB is still up around back. MPB, yep, MPB is still up there, so just their top turret on the base is still down. New Zealand base appears to be still offline. They're getting their vehicle pad repaired, but they have no power to those gens, so I'm not going to help them too much until they can kick whoever it is. It is Nullman. Nullman still alive inside those base. Having a hard time taking him out, I guess, with such a great ping. He's gone down about half his life. Still got a shield pack on, though, and now hanging around, spamming down turrets and vehicle pads while working his way up and down outside. And down below, they've got Hawson also down there for the Canadians. So the Canadians perhaps setting up camp in the generator room of the New Zealand base right now, keeping that suppressed. Checking out Gerbil. Gerbil appears to be in the New Zealand remote tower. New Zealand remote tower just got cleaned out. They've got that up. Grab by Revelation, though. Looks like he got Elf coming off the flagstone, or just slowed down. Landspike turrets outside, taking out Revelation. Going over here, seeing some spam come in. Spam coming in from the remote tower, spamming down the top turret from that base. See if I can find out who it is. Looks like he may have been disced off his spam point, though, so no longer quite sure who it is. And over here, coming out over to, who is it? Looks like it was Fisty, perhaps, doing some long-range spam over there by the side. Anyway, heading back over to the Canadians' flag stand. Jolt on there playing heavy on flag. Jens over here on the New Zealand side are still down. They are offline and, let's see, offline inside, checking out their base. Looks like they got Risky Bob going down to the gens, steps on a couple mines, nearly gets killed, but has just enough life to get down over to the gens, whip out the repair pack, and start repairing one of the generators. Gens do go back online here in the Canadian base. Omno running around in the light with the repair pack, but base is back online, courtesy of Risky Bob. Incoming capper for the Canadians, and I missed him at the last second, but it is Revelation hopping off the flags, and he's coming off with a lot of speed, might have gotten up into the air. Looks like a wildcat being left on for him. Yes, it is indeed a wildcat dropped on for the ground. He's coming down to that wildcat now. Revelation in the wildcat for the Canadians. Sailing home now in that wildcat, driving back. Lots of grenades being spammed around him. Don't see any strikes. Don't see any missiles. Looks like Revelation is going to be gone. Home free in the wildcat for the first cap. Ejects from the wildcat a little early. Flying back to the flagstand through the air. Hits it. No one around to stop him. Revelation is going to cap for the Canadians. 1-0 on Katabatic. 21 minutes, 50 seconds remaining here. And let's see. Checking out the New Zealand midfield tower inside that. It is currently down. Don't see the Raper whoever it was that was just destroying it. Grab by Goon. Goon grabs for the Canadians, pulling a front-to-back and hops in his Shrike. Goon looks like he has pulled off a Shrike reentry. I pan over him just in time to see him land in a Shrike. Goon now here, sailing home, got an enemy Shrike behind him, it doesn't look to be an enemy Shrike, it's not shooting. Friendly Shrike, I guess, escorting him back. Goon sailing home, nice and easy in a Shrike, bailing out, heading up to the flagstand, says hi to Jolt, who's playing heavy on flag, slides past the flagstand, falls in front of the base, turns around, comes back, and gets the cap. Goon caps for the Canadians, putting them up 2-0 over New Zealand, 21 minutes remaining. Grabbed by Toys, coming off the flagstand, getting Elf, not a whole lot of speed, looks like he was trying to go for his Shrike, but didn't have the juice to get up there. Toys here doing a back-to-front, coming across the map. Chaser's trying to disc him down, knock him deep into the red, and he's going to get finished off by Larno's grenade. Flag loss, and Larno will return it. Back over here at the Canadians' base. Their base is... I'm sorry, not the Canadian base. The New Zealand base still down. Dirty Sanchez is now in there, also in a medium with a shield pack. also down there, Hassan, Nolman, and Dirty Sanchez, all taking turns running in and out, raping that base. Eowyn's down there tossing mortars. I got a heavy suit. Someone trying to do some repair work. Not sure where it is. Grabbed by Revelation. Revelation lands too hard, though. Gets killed. Not sure where the flying has dropped. I'll try to catch it. Someone, but down here on the New Zealand base, watching a firefight ensuing around the gens. Looks like Hassan goes down, and Danger Mouse is there to start repairing the generators immediately. Gens about to go back up over here on the New Zealand side, unless the Canadians have a few more rapers stashed here there, but the vehicle pad already powered up. Little Miss Trouble already on it, getting suited up. Mad Bomber has left the game for the Canadians. They're now playing down a man. Power play time for the New Zealand team. Chance to perhaps get their base back up and going operational and get some D stacked in there before the Canadian medium rapers get back inside and probably try to take it down. Anyway, back over here at the Canadian base, seeing how things are going. Pretty quiet. I'm going to go check out the remote tower. Got some elf action. Looks like Magic Man's trying to ski over in a heavy from the New Zealand remote tower. Gets elf, though, coming the way in, slowing down his route drastically. Inside the New Zealand remote tower, it is also down. Someone inside there for the Canadians, keeping that thing suppressed. Don't see where or who he is right now, but inside that base, they have it down, and it is being kept offline. Grabbed by Revelation again. Revelation getting elf coming off the flag stand, throwing flares, trying to get back in his shrike. It's going to get shrike down, and he lands on the explosion of the shrike before it is removed as an object, and now loses all his momentum as a result of that. The old shrike, and the shrikes don't actually disappear when they blow up. They actually stay in the game for 2 seconds, the actual physical body shape of them. And although his shrike had exploded, he'd landed before the object had been scheduled for deletion from the server, and coincidentally lost all of his momentum because of it, and he just stops there in midair and then falls to the ground and is killed. So Revelation getting a bit miffed by the base, slowness of deleting vehicles after they get destroyed. Anyway, back over to the New Zealand base. It looks like it's online, and Amino getting suited up in a tank. Got a gunner in there already, and let's check it out. Vindicate on the flanks, and their incoming bomber crashes, but the crew bails out, and it's... Who is that? Dirty Sanchez? No, it is Hassan, and indeed, it is Hassan and Dirty Sanchez, both probably coming out of that bomber in mediums with shield packs, heading down to the New Zealand base to see if they get him down here in a sec. Checking out Fishy, doing some shrike. The outside vehicle pad still online. Jen's still online for the New Zealanders. They've got several people down on their gens fighting off Hassan and Dirty Sanchez, keeping the gens up for now. Dirty Sanchez making his way over to the gens, Nolman is also down there now. Multiple Canadian rapers. They managed to get one gen down. Second one stays up, though, for now. Nolman, looks like Dirty Sanchez goes down. Nolman, though, takes out the last of the HD and gets the gens down. Base goes offline. Looks like, I believe, Hassan and Dirty Sanchez both go down, but Nolman still alive, takes down the gens. Over here on the flag stand, things getting lit up. Had a grab by Toys. Toys snags the New Zealand flag, but goes off, loses it quickly. Tank out midfield, and I'm getting bounced around by Observer HUD to people buying shrikes again. Inside the New Zealand base, they got someone trying to repair it. It is Olo. Olo's trying to get it back up, but Nolman is still alive and dumping grenades into the gen room now, trying to take out Olo. Olo goes down inside the gen room, but Nolman getting hammered now down there in the gens by some naked spawns. He's down to maybe a fifth of his life and has almost no energy left. Dirty Sanchez trying to get over. He's run down by a vehicle. Vehicle pad also destroyed over here on the New Zealand side. Tank up. Amino and Azriath, they're getting shriked, having a duel with a shrike out there about midfield. Going over to, where are we? Going over to, trying to find the Canadian base. If I can just get to someone over there. Had it and lost it. Nope. Dreadnought getting suited up at the remote tower. Looks like Canadian remote tower back online. Back over to Jolt here. Jolt on the flag stand. Incoming cappers. Looks like 1-2 cappers for the New Zealanders. Going for that flag. Second one makes it. Larno picks it up. He's getting whored by the AA turrets, and he goes down. Larno dropped by the double AA turrets in front of the Canadian base and gets taken out. The flag dropped about 200 meters out in front of the flag stand right there in the ditch, and it's going to be returned by Tycho. Alien Girls leaving the game. The Canadians now down to 14 players. Short power play for the New Zealanders again. Inside the remote tower for the Canadians, it is indeed back online. Not seeing any rapers, and both inventory stations are up. Long-range mortar spawn outgoing from the New Zealand midfield tower. It's Magic Man again out there with a mortar, dumping mortars all over the Canadians' base. See how those mortars are doing. It looks like someone coming coming out to duel him now, but Magic Man now opting to ski in long-range mortars, taking out the turret, and I just missed Revelation make a grab, and Revelation comes in with a cap. I didn't hear the sound, unfortunately, of the cap play. I need to turn up my sounds a little bit, it looks like, but Revelation picks up the flag. I miss it. Revelation comes back and makes the cap. Hang on, let me pan up here a little bit. Revelation, where are you, Revelation? No, I totally missed it. There we go. Revelation picks it up, and Revelation got it all the way back home. Oh, well, Norgemorm drops the ball on that one. The first I ever hear that entire cap is Team Inferno scores, so I missed entirely the whole sound for grabbing the flag, or it was happening during one of the battles. Anyway, sorry about that, but Revelation pulls it off, gets it all the way back home for the Canadians, knocks it up 3-0 over the New Zealanders, and back over inside the New Zealanders base. It is offline once again. I guess that's the term for them. New Zealanders? Canadians and New Zealanders. Inside the base, they've already got Olo, though, repairing the gens. More Rapers coming in already. Gens go back online. And incoming strikes for the Canadians. Looks like they're harassing the light defense on the roof. Vehicle pad is online, grabbed by Revelation. Revelation, this time I catch him. He's doing a back-to-front, comes off, heading towards the eastern route there, looking for a Wildcat. Once again, looks like he has a Wildcat. See if I can figure out who's dropping him, that Wildcat. It is Anarchy. Anarchy. Wildcat goes down, though. Shrike takes it out. Revelation tries to pass it off to Anarchy. Anarchy gets disc out of the way, the path, though, or out of the flag's path, and it'll be returned by Larno instead. Flag goes back on the stand. Revelation in that Wildcat, but the Shrike manages to get a lock on it just before he can start accelerating away and start dodging, and the Wildcat goes down. Flag will be returned. Over here watching Jolt. Jolt here for the Canadians. Still on the flag, not seeing a whole lot of action. Mainly just the occasional capper, one or two cappers ejecting off strikes, going for the flag. Wonder Dog down there playing HD in the gens for the Canadians. And up top, let's see if they got, who they got on LD. Up top, they've got Tycho hanging around their roof and someone else, not sure, but Wonder Dog upping to come out now. Obviously not having much trouble down in those gens. Going over to the New Zealand midfield tower. How that is doing. New Zealand midfield tower is down. Someone keeping it offline. Checking around up top real quick. Don't see whoever it is that is inside that base. Ah, there we go. It is Flex, actually. Flex found him. Grabbed by Revelation. Revelation's going for it. Once again, exact same route, pretty much. Heading off towards the eastern side. Don't see that Wildcat. See possibly one S-quarter, two strikes in front of him having a duel. Wildcat coming up in front of him right now. He misses it for a brief second. Wildcat about to get a strike down. It turns and runs on front. Going for it now. Revelation misses the Wildcat. Cat by a split second, trying to get it in it now. No, he can't get in it. Revelation just having a fit, working through this lag and trying to get in that Wildcat. Ends up missing it down deep into the red now. Looks like all the chasers have been killed, however. Revelation desperately needing to toss that flag off. Throws the flag behind him into the path of the oncoming. No idea, because it looks like Anarchy. Anarchy jumped over it, though. Looks like he hopped over it, trying to avoid a mine for some reason that was placed out there in the middle of the field. Anarchy turns around, comes back, picks it up. He's got 4/5 of his life. Looking pretty good. Disc jumps back towards the base. Don't see if he has a repair kit. He's down deep into the red, but coming back home. Anarchy throwing the flag off, trying to pass it off to a teammate into the hands of Revelation. There, Revelation gets caught up on a deployed pulse sensor out on the front lawn. Loses some speed there, but turns around, jetting high up into the air. Turns around, now about to drop straight down onto Hip Team's flag stand. Revelation comes straight down, hits the flag, and caps. 4-0 in favor of the Canadians on Canabatic. Going around to, let's see, Amino here, heading out towards the vehicle pad. Amino for the New Zealanders, indeed heading out towards the vehicle pad, because that indicates that, yes, indeed, the gens are online, but Hawson going down there in a heavy, doesn't have a pack on right now. Looks like he threw it, forgot to pick one up. Throwing off all his flares, running away, dumping mortars all the way behind him. Spider-Clam turns, picking him apart. He gets the gens down, but the HD take him out. Gens go out temporarily on the New Zealand side once again, but they do have several players, I believe, still alive down in those gens, probably repairing them right now, hearing the repair pack sounds. They should be going back online. Incoming capper. Yep, incoming capper for the team, for the Canadians. It is Revelation once again. Revelation tossing off flares, opting to go straight over the front hill. Looks like he got dissed off the flag stand. Got a big boost for it. Landing now over the first hill line, heading towards his team's remote tower, up high into the air. Revelation strike now coming from behind him. Revelation jetting down towards it, hitting the back slope of his team's remote tower. And looks like a Wildcat coming out there. Looks like Anarchy coming out to escort him, but Revelation not going to need it. Still has 3/4 of his life, cruising home with plenty of speed. Revelation up over the last bridge line, off the front line. No, his flag grabbed by Danger Mouse. Danger Mouse at the last second, heading back out doing a front-to-back last-minute savior grab, trying to get up past the MPB, throwing off flares prematurely, trying to lose that missile, but he is taken out by the light defense. Tycho drops him, just Tillen returns. Revelation already on the flag stand, and 5-0 for the Canadians. 11 minutes left on Katabatic to cap out on this map. This 8, Risky Bob over here checking him out. Repair the upper turret, the upper AA turret over on the storm side, but the gens all down, so AA turret, although repaired, not being powered. Inside, they've got Eowyn. Eowyn already on those gens, trying to get those repaired. Grabbed by Toys. Toys comes off, not a whole lot of speed. Looks like he might have got Elf or partially just lost his route a little bit. Toys here jetting off towards the right side. Anarchy looks like out there with a Wildcat. Toys heading for it. Toys misses it. Lags past it. Turns around. Comes back. Finally gets in it. Toys in the Wildcat cruising home. Now don't see anybody behind him. Just some grenades being sprayed by the light defense chasers. No strikes. No missiles. Not enough to stop that Wildcat. It's sailing back home. Anarchy here. I'm sorry, not Anarchy. Toys here coming back in the Wildcat. Probably left off by Anarchy. Hits the flag stand. Uncontested. Almost the way back once he's in the Wildcat. 6-0 now. Grab already by Revelation. Revelation high up into the air. Dissed off the stand, looks like. Over his shrike. Probably could have gone for a shrike reentry, but opts not to do it. Instead, trying to ski home, going off towards that eastern path. Once again, same route that Anarchy and all the others were just on. Someone coming out. Looks like Anarchy's still out there, perhaps. Anarchy, indeed, still out there. Does not have a Wildcat this time, but is out there trying to escort him on foot. Revelation cruising back home. Quick grab by Fisty. Goes for the Canadian flag. Doesn't have it for long. Revelation just sort of, walking home now. Shrike left off above him. Three Canadian players out there escorting a tank. It looks like a New Zealand tank coming now behind them, but Revelation Hill still going, outrunning the tank. Someone covering, throwing flares for him. Not seeing pretty much anybody on Revelation. Revelation going to head back to the flag stand, and looks like his flag returned by Jolt. Revelation hits it, cap 7-0 for the Canadians. 9 minutes, 30 seconds remaining. Canadians looking for a cap out with one more cap. Long-range mortar spam outgoing from the New Zealand remote tower. Don't see probably Magic Man. Magic Man, don't see him there right now. And Flex for the Canadians already coming back. Looks like he got taken out inside that remote tower. Already heading back now to go rape it once again. Heading over here towards the main base on the New Zealand side. Grab, I come in time, just in time to see Azrieth. Azrieth ejecting from a shrike, getting chained now down deep in the red. Loses it, actually chained out of the air by these 200-plus ping LD. Loses the flag right in the start of that of the eastern path. Vindicate's already there to turn. Shrike duel ensuing outside on the front long high ping shrike duel. Both strikes having a slow time. Not sure who ended up winning. Dirty Sanchez appears to be, judging by the kills, back inside the New Zealand base. New Zealand base indeed is offline. Goes back online real quick, although Hassan at least for the Canadians down in there. About to go rip them once again. Several HD for the New Zealands in position down there trying to keep those gens up. But multiple medium rapers coming in for the Canadian team, taking those gens down. Long-range mortar spam from the front hill near the Canadian remote tower. It is Dreadnought up there dumping mortars all over the roof and trying to clear out some of the deployable turrets. Not seeing any Canadian cappers, though. Don't see any strikes in the air. Going to go over to check out the Canadian base real quick. Toys there hanging on a strike. Nullman. No, Nullman's downstairs in the New Zealand base dumping grenades on their gens once again. Tycho. There we go. Tycho over here by the Canadian flag stand. Not seeing a whole lot of action over by the Canadian flag stand. A few ho, maybe. No, some of the remote tower, I guess. Imagine already back down. Again, flex for the Canadians in that, keeping that down. Was up for a bit. It looks like Magic Man got outside to do some spam, but not any cappers probably in position with the gens being down. Toys makes a grab. Nope. Toys gets mine. Amino, where are you? Amino just now respawning inside the New Zealand base. Looks like the New Zealand base, but has both their gens. Not the New Zealand base. Looks like. Actually, no. Hell, I don't know which base that was. I'm sorry. Goon has a pickup, though. Goon for the Canadians. Going for his strike. Gets missiled, though. He's too high up in the air to cover it with flares. So high up. He's tossing flares to try to save it from missiles, but his strike's too low. He's too high. Flares aren't distracting the missiles. Strike trying to come in from down. And a rundown from behind. Beautiful little high ping rundown from. Who is it? Little Miss Trouble in a strike takes Goon out, rams him in the ass, and the flag sent flying across the field. Returned by Danger Mouse back on the stand. 7 minutes remaining on Katabatic, first of three maps. Canadians currently with a very, very hard to shake lead here with only 4 minutes remaining. The New Zealand team probably looking at just trying to prevent a cap out here. Hard pressed their gens getting hammered by possibly 4 to 5 Canadian rapers. Dirty Sanchez, Hassan, and Nullman at least playing mediums, all taking turns ejecting and going down there to take out that base. Grabbed by Revelation. Revelation comes off the flag stand high into the sky. Not sure, like, he doesn't look like he has the speed to clear the hill. Maybe gets to a right. Nope, he's going to get run down once again. Little Miss Trouble in a strike is there to run his ass over. The flag sent flying very, very far across the field away from his escorter. Little Miss Trouble will get the return, ejecting from her strike. Snags that flag, will return it. Flag back at home, courtesy of Little Miss Trouble once again. Incoming medium raper Dirty Sanchez, they're outside trying to work his way down to the gens. Lots and lots of spider clamps and land spikes up outside now at the New Zealand flag stand. They've got a whole bunch of static defense, at least turret-wise, out there on top. Not having trouble keeping their gens up, but deployables outside, at least outside around the flag, not too much trouble keeping those in position. Checking in Omino, just now getting suited up inside. Or Omino, inside the New Zealand base. Looks like their gens are online right now. Dirty Sanchez, perhaps not getting those down this time inside. This chicken out where's Vindicate there on the flag stand. Elfing a capper. It's Toys. Toys comes in. Toys gets taken out. Vehicle pad destroyed over here on the New Zealand side. Heading back over to the Canadian side. Toys just in time to watch Toys kill himself to force a respawn as he spawns at the remote tower. Wonder Dog now outplaying light defense. Probably not having much fun down in those gens. Heading out over towards the base. Checking out. They've got Jolt still over there playing heavy on flag. Mad Bomber up top playing LD on the far roof, and no one else, though, pretty much around the Canadians' flag. So it looks like they are really pressing that offense here in the last 5 minutes and 11 seconds. Grab by Revelation. Revelation makes a grab. Larno, though, makes a grab for the New Zealand team. Larno goes down, taken out by the AA turrets. Revelation doing that path off towards the east, heading towards, like, I don't know, towards his remote tower. Not quite. Not the greatest round in the world, but up into the hills, perhaps trying to avoid strike rundowns this time. Getting elfed by Chaser. He's only got half his life. Cannot really avoid taking much damage. Tries to get inside his remote tower. No, 2 grenades land at the entrance same time as him. Flag is dropped inside the remote tower. Scramble for it. It's Tycho for the Canadians who's going to come up with it. Tycho has the New Zealand flag, turns around, goes out the back entrance, coming back home. His flag going to get grabbed by Moisty Man. Moisty Man heading, doing a front to back, heading back off towards where the MPB is. Land spikes and MPB missiles flying at him. Chaser's trying to put some disc action on him, but he's got plenty of health, still 2/3 of his life coming home. In the meantime, Tycho has gotten back to base. Tycho lands just outside the flag stand, opting to go, or I guess turn around and go inside. Moisty Man trying to get home. 2 chasers on him. Someone trying to maybe leave him a wildcat, or an escort trying, or someone trying to chase him in a wildcat. But Moisty Man here, yeah, Jolt, looks like Tycho just passed the flag off to Jolt. Moisty Man with the flag down to about 1/3 of his life, getting chained, or futilely trying to get chained. Strike rundown misses a little too high, but Moisty Man starting to get home. He's got lots of energy trying to jet up over the last hill. Tosses the flag behind him, though, into the hands of a teammate who has trouble picking up. It's dis out of his hands. Larno gets taken out by Anarchy. Anarchy drops Larno after he, right as he picked up the flag. No return just yet. I lost Larno. It's going to get picked up by Vindicate. Vindicate, where are you? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 bodies all piled up around that front hill, the last hill separating the base. Vindicate tries to get into a bomber. Jolt loses the flag real quick. Looks like he was trying to toss it and got stuck to him. Vindicate here getting elf down dead. Finished off by Anarchy again. The flag lost. Scramble as everybody goes for it. Razorjack's going to return it. Jolt immediately heading outside, going to the flag stand, and Jolt gonna wrap this up on Katabatic. 8-0 for the Canadians. Little Miss Trouble, the striker for the New Zealand team, top scorer, 341. Up next, Nullman, Hassan, Flex, Dirty Sanchez, Revelation, Dreadnought. Everybody, I think, except Dreadnought, I don't know what I'm saying, but Revelation was capping, so a lot of the 1, 2, 3, 4 of the Canadian rapers all up there in the top scores with just lots and lots of spawn kills. Revelation up there with lots of caps. Dreadnought Goon. Next up for New Zealand was Olo, and gonna get started on the second map. Not sure which server we're playing on, but next map up is Slapdash, and then third map will be Beggar's Run. Norgemor, Team Sportscast Network, Tribes 2, World Championship action, Canadians versus the New Zealands in round 3. Round 3. I might want to get a song on before I finish my sounder there, huh? Anyway, so some Beastie Boys.
I'm not the one. can wait. We're only watching the skies, hoping for the best but expecting the worst. Are you gonna drop the bomb or not? Let us die young or let us live forever. We don't have the power but we never say never. Sitting in a sandpit, life is a short trip. The music's for the sad man. Can you imagine when the fight is won? Turn out of the faces into the sun. Raising our leaders, we're getting in tune. The music's played by the madman.
Have One Winged Angel for you. Shout out to everyone who knows what this is from. Thank you. Going to do a rundown of some rosters, as looks like at least the New Zealanders have all their players in. Some roster workouts or roster changings being change-ups being done by the Canadians right now. On Inferno, map is Slapdash. We've got New Zealand, Larno, Olo, Vindicate, Danger Mouse, Prince, Amino, Fisty, Eowyn, Gerbil, Risky Bob, Magic Man, Lil Miss Trouble, Althor, Azrieth, Maglep. Over on Storm, the Canadians, Nullman, Revelation, Wonderdog, Razorjack, Anarchy, Dreadnought, Tacno, or Tycho, Flex, Red Mercury, Hassan, Jolt, Just Chillin', Mad Bomber, Dirty Sanchez, Just and Alien Girls. Looks like the Canadians need to lose one. And in Observer Mode, we've got Exarchoon, T-Bone, and Norgemore for the Team Sportscast Network. Ping-wise, guys, still the New Zealanders do have the slight ping advantage. They're pinging in the cool 200 to 300 range, while the Canadians pinging in the probably in the 300 to 400 range right now, although mostly in the low 300s, looks like. 300 to 350 range is what I'd say. The New Zealanders are a bit more spread out. They're in about the 200 to about the 300-ish range. They got more spread. Canadians pretty tightly packed in the 300 to 350 range. Anyway, guys, match hopefully going to get started up soon. They've got at least 15 players in the server by each team, and we did not switch servers, so it shouldn't take too long now. Are ready, just waiting on the New Zealanders.
To live with
We have a 30-second countdown, so I'm going to get into the game here and make sure I got everything tuned up for you. 30-second countdown underway. Map is Slapdash. The Canadians, the New Zealanders, squaring off, and it's a 4-cap-out map, second in the set. Turn you down and getting back into the game right now. 5 seconds. Shout-out to John Wayden's threesome from Hassan of the Canadians. Things are getting underway. Checking out inside the remote, or the main base over here on the New Zealand side, the Madman inventory rush underway already. Like little rats scurrying for their nests, everyone piles inside for those two lower inventory stations on Slapdash. Over here on the Canadian side, everyone now piling out towards the vehicle pad. If only you could get a mortar across the map this early into the game and rack up an instantaneously large amount of kills at those two spots. But anyway, vehicles checking out the MPB for the New Zealanders, just chilling. The elite MPB pilot for the Canadians already getting that out into position over here on the storm side of the map. Gonna go over to Inferno. There we go. Inferno checking out Omino over there. But on Inferno, the New Zealanders getting their MPB out also now up there and deploying as well. Checking out the flag stand. Don't see any incoming or outgoing shrikes over here in the end. Gonna go over to the New Zealand base, because I got a feeling, just for some bizarre reason, that there's gonna be a lot of rapers going out. And a strategy you don't see used much on Slapdash. I'll give them a few seconds to get to where they're going before I give it off. But if you can hear that sound playing in the background, you probably know what it is. What the hell, they're pretty much far across the field now, so it won't matter. But there is a havoc here with 1, 2, 3 heavies outgoing for the New Zealanders indeed, and it's making pretty good steam across the map. 3 heavies and a medium. Looks like they're turning towards, can't tell, they're either going for the flag or they're going for the gens. I can't tell. They're going for the flag. 3 heavies and a medium for the New Zealand team. Eject, and a capper comes in. Vindicate, right as everyone turns to look at that nice big shiny havoc with 3 heavies and a medium on it come in. Vindicate makes a grab from the back and is blurring past the light defense of the Canadians right now. Vindicate up in the air. Shriker trying to bring him down. Chaser's trying to put some disfire onto him. Shrike rundown misses. Shrike slams into the ground. He's coming back. He's back to the flag stand. The MPB for his team is destroyed. He's coming through the rubble of the MPB up in the air, down to the flag stand. Cap! New Zealand 1, Canadians 0 here on Slapdash. Got a grab by Fisty. Fisty grabs it heavy. Fisty gets owned by the missile turret. MPB on the Canadian side also goes down. Gonna go check out the gens, see how they're doing over on the New Zealand side. Am I? No, I'm on Canadian side. Canadian gens are indeed online. Going over to New Zealand side. New Zealand gens just went offline. someone in a Fat Man suit in there, perhaps? Not sure. Gonna go try to check it out. Dreadnought. Looks like Dreadnought was in there, but already getting repaired. The New Zealanders got lots of heavy defense in that tower this time, looks like. Al Thor repairing those generators. They are already back online. Vehicle pad was not destroyed. One Shrike cruising overhead over here at the New Zealand flag stand. They've got a heavy on flag. Moisty Man doing the hoffing there for him right now. Having to do it with an ammo pack. Looks like it was a last-minute hoff emergency backup. But 27 minutes still in, only 3 minutes down, and the New Zealand team picks up an early cap. But definitely still plenty of time for a turnaround. Slapdash, a fairly quick map to cap out on. Only takes a good 5 minutes, and you can pull off all four caps necessary for it. Inside the Canadian base right now, their gens online, everything's secure. Don't see any damage to the inventory stations or even the sentry turn. So New Zealand Reapers not having any much progress inside there. Alien Girls has a grab for the Canadians, doing a side-to-side disc jumping, hits the ground, pops off a disc, trying to blue some Elfers, got down, or it went towards the western side of the map, still got plenty of life left, looks like she didn't take much damage coming off that flag stand. Heavy offense players trying to dump mortars out on her as she skis back across the map. Striker from behind trying to rip her apart. Alien Girl's mortar lands underneath her. She's down deep into the red, taking a lot of strike fire in the back. Chainer's trying to plink off those last two bits of health. But Alien Girl's now down to just a tiny, tiny sliver. One more shot from anything, and she's gone. Alien Birds coming back to the flagstand. Doesn't have the juice. Has to take a bit of a sideways route, but now coming back to the flagstand. Only one possible chainer. Alien Girl's to the flagstand. Cap for the Canadians. 1-1, they have tied it up already, 26 minutes remaining on Slapdash. Revelation makes a grab, Vindicate makes a grab, Vindicate comes off getting heavily, heavily elf, doing a front-to-back, doesn't have much steam, tries to disc jump away from the chasers, but getting even more so elf. Revelation, though, on the other hand, is making a full headway back toward his team's side. Revelation up in the air, Shrikes coming in for rundowns, all missing, one, maybe two Shrikes all going for rundowns, missed. Revelation bounces into the back of a Shrike left off by a teammate, gets slowed down, but now making his way back. 4/5 alive, 50 meters from the flag stand. Dodges a bomber run down from behind. Jumps up in the air to the flag stand and caps the Canadians too. And New Zealand still won. Long-range mortar spam from a heavy offense. Omino skiing over towards the Canadian base, dumping a lot of mortars onto their MPB as he cruises by, but not managing to take it out. Alien Girls grab on the other side. Alien Girls doing that exact same route, going for her strike. Misses by a few meters, throwing off Flare's tank out there. Looks like it is a friendly tank as it's not moving to destroy her strike. Alien Girls misses her strike, lands on the ground, but still manages to hop back in. Tank there looks like clearing off the flag for her. No MPB, no turn up there to stop her, or stop the strike. Alien Girls flying back in a strike. Ejects comes down, overshoots, nearly runs herself over. Knocked down deep into the red, but heals herself. Hits the flag stand, taps. Canadians 3, New Zealanders 0. Grabbed by Moisty Man immediately. Moisty Man for the New Zealanders doing a side-to-side, heading up towards the eastern side of the map. Chaser's already trying to put some disc action onto him. Lots of chain gun fire now, trying to pick up for maybe one couple sort or two sources. Tank heading out across midfield, but Moisty Man making his way back. Half his life, not a whole lot of energy, not a whole lot of speed. Revelation, grab on the other side. Where are you, Rev? Rev, front to back, heading up over the slight incline on the hill here towards the western side of the front to back route. Revelation, though, cruising back home, throwing off flares, losing some missiles. No chasers in sight. On the other side, where are you, Moisty Man? Moisty Man is not quite back to his team's side yet. Almost far away. Finished off. Kane's going to drop him. And no return. Just waiting. Kane's going to return. Revelation to the flag stand. And Slapdash is over. Victory. 8 minutes, I think, maybe. Not quite sure. Didn't look at the clock of that. But four caps for the Canadians. One cap for the New Zealand team. And the first and second map is over. We'll not find out if the we're going to change servers or not. But that's the end of that first. Katabatic 8-0 to the Canadians. And Slapdash 4-1 to the Canadians in a very fast map. These pings obviously making it very, very difficult for the light defense to put much chasing on it. And the fast, fast eject cap routes on both maps coming into effect. And the cap, of course, taking the high scores. Most kills was about 7. Didn't see by who. I imagine probably one of the Rapers. But on next to the third map, which is Beggar's Run. Some music for you as we wait for the next map to get loaded up.
Who will motivation? She comes out and she goes out. on the belly face down on the mattress one. And you hold me, and we are broken.
To anyone who knows what this song is from. Shout out to RTCLL for calling Razor Jacket Geek.
Yeah.
shout out to Woohoo from Mad Bomber. Shout out to Vogue for hating my buddy Woohoo from Razorjack. And a shout out to Sexbot, who we should all strive to be like, from Null Man. Shout out to all T-Pones, Apex Bitches, and Team Canada and other TWC teams. To Beer from T-Bone for helping him play and ref Tribe since 1998. We'll be right back. shout out to Al Thor's crack selling pimp from Vindicate. Shout out to New Zealand team for world domination. Thanks. It looks like both teams are probably ready. 15 versus 15, running on the rosters on Inferno. The Canadians of Beggar, map is Beggar's Run. Nullman, Just Chillin', Red Mercury, Anarchy, Tycho, Revelation, Hawson, Mad Bomber, Alien Girls, Dreadnought, Just, Kane, Razorjack, Goon, Jolt, over on Storm, Olo, Little Miss Trouble, Larno, Danger Mouse, Vindicate, Althor, Mandlep, Moisty Man, Magic Man, Prince, Azriath, Risky Bob, Cyanide, Amino, and Eowyn, and that is the 30-second countdown. I'm going to have to cut Rammstein a little short, crank up my in-game sounds a bit, and come on, there we go. Make sure I get everything set. Should be pretty good to go, guys. 15 seconds underway. Final map of the evening for the Canadians and New Zealanders. Tribes 2 World Championships, Round 3. First two maps go to the Canadians. 8-0 on Kata, 4-1 on Slap. Last map, Beggar's Run, is an 8-cap-out map. We'll see if it even comes close to that. Not necessarily watching. Let's see. Inferno side Canadians rushing to the invents to get suited up. And heading over, let's see how the New Zealanders are doing stuff. Yeah, New Zealanders also doing the same. I'm going to see who comes out first and who goes where. I had to play on Storm earlier, so I got a good feel for how this might turn out. Who knows? Anyway, lots of heavies getting suited up and going out. Eowyn looks like perhaps playing Hoff for the New Zealanders, accompanied by Cyanide, who's playing light defense. Players already getting suited up. A turret pack already on its way, and an elf turret already in position over here on the New Zealand side, quickly changing out their plasma barrel, although this is the base plasma barrel, so it's entirely useless, but now over here on the Canadian side, let's see if they got their switched out. Nope, still have their plasma barrel up. They're opting, looks like they're farmer, to get out some spider clamps here at the start. Instead, on flag, they've got Jolt again. So Jolt on flag for the Canadians, and over here they have Eowyn on flag for the New Zealanders. Eowyn already getting bounced off, or perhaps maybe not Eowyn. Looks like Madlep might have come over to fill in for Eowyn, but Madlep there now on the flag stand. Madlep there up on the stand in place of Eowyn. Madlep doing some hopping. Lots of mortars incoming over here on the New Zealand bridge. Multiple heavy offense pouring in for the Canadians. Nullman there coming across and jumping some mortars on the bridge. Canadians are inside the main base here, dumping a few mortars on the lower exits. And I'm going to go over to see how the Canadian base is doing, if I can find Jolt here. Jolt looks like he got rocked off the flag stand. Might be lagging out of the server. Yep, he's doing the lag dance. Looks like he finally comes back in. And now Jolt managing to get his ping stabilized back on the server. Flag bridge pretty well lit up. Multiple bodies piled up outside of the lower exits of the Canadian base. Looks like some of the heavy offense. Olo there for the New Zealanders getting inside the inventory base. Base over here on the Canadian side, taking down all the invents. Sentry turret dropped. AA turret is up over here now on the Canadian side, although it looks to be acting a bit funny. Not sure. It looks like it's active, but it's not shooting anything. Jolt back on the flag stand, out of the lag dance, and covering that flag. Red Mercury going inside for the Canadians to repair their flag. Larno suiting up, and looks like, where is he going? No idea of Larno, where are you going? Looks like Larno about to do a whole route. And Eowyn here on the bridge in HD gear. Looks like he's, or she, maybe doing some backup HD fence. Madlep on top of the flag for the New Zealanders right now. Risky Bob over there to the side doing some deploy action while Larno goes out and does a hoe route. Checking out some of the teams. Where are we? We've got Goon there playing midfield for the Canadians. Meet some of the heavy offense midfield. It's Tycho, though. Tycho doing some elf action on Larno, trying to slow him down midfield with an elf. Azriath gets a mortar in the head, slows him down. Grab by Nullman. Nullman comes in the light. Two spike turrets nail him in the face, and he loses the flag, getting hosed by the elf turret, getting elfed by the light defense. Lots of some grenade spam going out here. Incoming Capper dumping grenades all over the flag stand coming in. It is Revelation. Revelation, though, getting hosed by three elves. Ghostbusters are all over Revelation, but a mortar is what's going to take him out. Eowyn playing on HD on the bridge dumps a mortar off by the cactus there, and Revelation's so banged up the mortar doesn't really explode too close to him, but is sufficient to take him out with such little life. Speaking of mortars, lots and lots of them blowing up here on the bridge. Looks like the Canadians got a heavy offense somewhere on that bridge, dumping mortars all over the upper bridge area, trying to clean that off. Lots of mortars up here in the inside of the New Zealand base. Can't quite tell. Lots of bodies scattered. Indeed, the New Zealand base it is. taking out the upper inventory station. Both lower inventory, both lower inventory stations are online. Just the upper one goes down. Ho dies before he can get down and finish off the two lowers. Grabbed by Danger Mouse on the other side. The AA turret rips her apart. Danger Mouse, Danger Mouse, I guess, was a guy, if you remember the old cartoons. Danger Mouse. Oh, man, that was old school on Nickelodeon. But anyway, Danger Mouse goes down, loses the flag, taken out by the AA turret. Over here on the back on the New Zealand side, checking out Elf Turn was acting up there a bit. Seeing a lot of grenades incoming. Capper for the Canadians hits the flag stand, comes off. It is Madlep. Madlep gets out, sneaks past the Elf Turn just by a little bit. Got a route going for him here, up out of the first ditch, about a fourth of the way home. Cruising up about a third of the way home now. One Chainer from behind, throwing off lots and lots of flares. Chainer plinks him down. He punches his repair kit. Got up to about half his life. Two, three Chainers on him. He's doing a direct across the middle route, tossing off the last of his flares. Hits the front lip, misses, making a very clean jump up to the bridge, opting to swivel around down back in the lower bowl of his base. Heading into the flag stand now. Revelation inside. Canadians cap. 1-0, 25 minutes remaining on Beggar's Run. Mortars coming in, flying across the map. It's an Olo there. Olo jumping mortars into the flag hut, not quite taking out Jolt, but sending him running for a little bit. Lots of land spikes here deployed around the periphery of the Canadians' base, acting up, picking on the heavy offense. Olo there charging towards the bridge. Looks like he takes out Jolt. Jolt off the flag stand. Canadians' bridge totally open, but not seeing any New Zealand cappers coming in to take advantage of this. Where's that? The AA turn is still up. Long, take it back now. Missiles now slamming into that AA turret from afar. There we go. Not being flared, though. Light defense intercepts the missiles now, chunking flares, protecting that. Two incoming heavy offense. Azriath and Magic Man hitting the Canadian bridge area now. Jolt back on the flag stand with the mediums there. Grab on the other side, though. Revelation taking that exact same route. Sneaks under the elf turret. Half-life already gone, though. Coming up into the air, out of the first ditch. Escorters peeling across the middle of the map to pick him up. Revelation has a nice little route going here. Hits his first hill halfway home. Grenade in the back sends him in deep into the red. Chainer's trying to take out the last bit of health. They have him, and then Revelation goes down, three-fourths away home, flag lost on his scene. Titans Hill, scramble for it, Canadian player trying to pick it up, no, dissed out of his hands, turns around, goes for it, picks it up, Goon has it, Goon dissed down to half his life immediately upon picking it up, jumps up over the last hill line, coming back down to the ravine near his team's base, bounces off a small hill onto the bridge, hits the bridge, barely stays on, turns around and gets the cap. Goon cap brings it up, Canadians 2, New Zealand 0, 23 minutes, 46 minutes remaining, grab by Danger Mouse for the New Zealanders. Danger Mouse doing a side to side, almost taken out by a land spike turret, but getting away with the flag. Chain gun down, though, by Goon. Goon takes him out with the chain gun. Midfield flag is lost about 150 meters outside of the base. Not too terribly far. Three Canadian light defense players already on top of it. Tycho will return. Canadians still up by two. 23 minutes remaining. Up onto the bridge area of the Canadians. Jolt there on the flag stand. Not seeing any heavy offense right now, or any offense in... Well, I take it back. Someone up here with a blaster. Looks like Hamino playing naked. Whips out the blaster, moves across the map, and is blastering down land spikes. It's working, though. Kind of hard to snipe people when you have a 300 ping, so Amino taking advantage of perhaps these bad pings to blaster down some of these turrets here across the map. Azrith has a grab for the New Zealand team, comes out of the flag hut doing a east to west, picks up some chasers midfield getting elf, but has half his life. Missile in the back drops him. Azrith is going to get taken out by Just Chillin's missile, and Tycho pretty much lands right on top of the flag, returning it instantly for the Canadians. Going over to the New Zealand bridge, if I can find it. New Zealand bridge, nano time. Well, because Alien Girls is already there grabbing. Alien Girls gets heavily elf coming off the flag stand, loses all her energy, but has plenty of health still in the green. Most of her health remaining. Elf does not have any energy, has to ski down a big hill. Missile in the back. Madlef takes him out. Looks like she tried to throw a flare, but perhaps with the conjunction of lab and a point blank missile, did not get that flare out anytime soon enough. And flag will be returned by Little Miss Trouble for New Zealand. Alien Girls taken out from full health by that missile. Might have had a chance to get it a little bit farther home and pick up some escorters on the flag stand. Madlef getting rocked by a mortar, and Revelation comes in split second after that mortar blows off. Beautiful timing clear by the Canadians. Revelation hits that flag stand maybe a quarter to half a second after that mortar explodes and shakes Madlef off the flag. Didn't kill Madlef, but bounced him around in that flag hut just long enough for Revelation to throw a disc in there, bounce him around even more, come out with the flag, and he is going home. Revelation already back. Nobody really in position to stop him with these kind of pings. Revelation's going to cap it. Canadians 3, New Zealand 0 here on Beggar's Run. Larno, checking Larno, going across midfield here in a line, see how he's doing. Looks like he's getting set up pretty far close to the out-of-bounds grid, maybe doing some light offense capping or something. Going to go over to flag stand, see what's going on. Who are the Jolt here on flag, back in position. AA turn acts up as looks like Larno is going to come in, but that AA turn is going to rip him up. Not really going to make it even to the flag stand. Danger Mouse makes a grab on the as well. Danger Mouse goes down, incoming over on the New Zealand side. Nope, not incoming. Mad Lep is back in the flag, looking pretty banged up. Disc hits him, tries to turn on his shield pack, but probably lagged before he could turn on his shield pack. Alien Girl sneaks in here, makes the grab, gets three Elf's Honor, and multiple clamp turrets and discs will come in to finish off. Mortar Spam coming in on the Elf turret. It goes down in a flurry of long-range Mortar Spam out from the side. So we find out who's out there doing that long Mortar Spam. Uncontested right now, it is Hassan. Hassan's out there not having any problems. No chasers out there right now to pick him off. Someone's going to run out there real quick and pick him off because he is now cleared off the clearing the flag stand. Mad Lep hiding inside that hut, trying to avoid getting Mortar down. Mortar slamming into... Wow, beautiful Mortar shot there by... Who is it? Nullman puts a Mortar right onto the side of the upper sensor area, takes out an inventory station and kills the New Zealand deployer while he's picking up a turret from that deployable inventory station. Anyway, back over here to now inside the New Zealand lower base is where I'm at. Omino getting suited up. Lower base is pretty good. They've got a couple inventory stations still up and some more deployables outside. So the Canadians here concentrating, getting a lot of pressure on that flag. That in conjunction with the high pings, making it very difficult to stop the Canadian cappers. Flag here looks somewhat exposed over on the New Zealand side. I don't see Mad Lep. Looks like Mad Lep got killed. No cappers, though, coming in. Lots of Mortar Spam keeping that bridge area all lit up. Going over to the Canadian bridge area, see how what they're up to. Canadian bridge area, looks like their flag was grabbed. Now, it was still from when it was moved by Danger Mouse, I believe. About to get back on the flag, return naturally. Looks like they're camping on it. Where is that flag? They're camping on it somewhere. Not sure exactly where, but camping on it. And Nullman, it looks like the upper inventory stations. Maybe let's check out the lowers here. Lowers, if I can get through the wall. Lowers also taken out. All three inventory stations taken out inside the Canadian base. Simultaneous grabs as the flags return. Revelation goes for the New Zealanders, and Danger Mouse goes for the Canadians. Danger Mouse landing a little hard there, loses some health. Down deep into the red, Chainer's trying to plank him down. Two shots, maybe one shot left. The health disc is going to finish him off from Revelation. It's going to take him. Revelation, indeed, is going to take out Danger Mouse. Revelation skiing back with the New Zealand flag is going to disc kill Danger Mouse. Tycho's going to return. Revelation, though, about to go down. He's in bad shape. Coming back to his team's base, though, down deep into the red, trying to get to the bridge. No! Disc down, loses the flag, sliding down towards the Canadian's lower entrance, and it's not going to get returned. The Canadian LD is killed by the turrets, picked up, and dropped. And no, still can't be returned. And now taken out. Mad Bomber picks it up. Mad Bomber loses in the hands of Just Chillin'. Canadian player, light defense chased him all the way back. Went for the return, missed it. Killed the next guy. Went for the return, missed it. Killed the next guy, but finally got killed himself. Just Chillin', the deployer, is going to get it up to the flag stand and cap it. Canadians 4, New Zealand 0. 18 minutes 22 seconds remaining. Cyanide has a grab, goes down. Alien Girls has a grab, now goes down. Moisty Man disc in the side as Alien Girl touches the side of the hill. Flag drop returned now by Little Miss Trouble. Pan over to Tycho's going to return the Canadian flag. Now, Nullman up on a hill here, dumping mortars or trying to over the bridge stand. Lots and lots of clamp turrets still up on this bridge, harassing, probably a big source of pain for the Canadian campers, trying to dump down some of those clamp turrets. Elf turret still down over here on the side. Grabbed by Larno. Larno owned by the clamp turrets, though. Just Chillin's turret matrix there with clamps is just going to take Larno out, pick him apart. Looks like it was pretty much just nothing but clamp on that kill. Grabbed by Azrieth. Azrieth picks the flag up. I don't know. It was returned by Mad Bomber. Azrieth picks up. Double Elf coming off the flag stand by the light defense and the turret matrix. The turret matrix is going to take him apart. Looks like it was just chilling. Turns once again inside. Is this Canadian base? Can't quite tell. No idea if this is the Canadian base or... inside the Canadian base. Vindicate playing heavy offense for the New Zealand team inside the lower entrance to the Canadian base. Dumping mortars everywhere. Danger Mouse has a grab. Danger Mouse taken out by the turrets. Gets Elf into the turrets by the light defense. Revelation has a grab. Revelation also going down. The Canadian lower base pretty much rocking there for seconds. Vindicate was owning it. Got into the upper room, spamming grenades down into the hallway. Mass spawn killing all the nakeds. And up here on the New Zealand bridge now, on the other side, they got a little bit of a respite, but in come the mortars, and here comes the grab. Another beautifully timed grab by the Canadians. Alien Girls has the flag now, cruising on home. Alien Girls, missile in the back! Mad Lep takes Alien Girls out with a missile. I don't know, Alien Girls maybe not taking flares, or maybe just lagging so much that she doesn't actually have time to hear the missile before it impacts, but Alien Girls with full health had a fairly good round going back to their home, just gets taken out by a point-blank missile. Over here on the Canadian side, mortar spam lighting up the bridge area. Hoff is dead. Turret is down. Sensor is down. Seeing a few spider clamps and a few deployable inventory stations up on the bridge area. But Hoff, bridge, or Hoff, turret, and sensor all down. Grabbed by Azeroth and Revelation. Revelation, the only one still alive, though. Revelation down into the side ditch, doing an east to west up over the first hill. Revelation now cruising down towards about the midfield area. One chaser on him, elfing him down, losing a lot of energy. Revelation losing a lot of speed, has to cut across a little bit more towards the mid than he might like to recover for that lost energy. But Revelation now getting up over a hill marker about 100 meters out from his flag, in sight of it. Got to build up enough energy to get over there. Grenades knock him down deep into the red. Jumps up into the air. Manages to just barely avoid getting healed. Coming down to the flag stand. Hits it, and Revelation will cap for the Canadians. Canada 5, New Zealand 0. Danger Mouse picks up the flag immediately after there. He caps, and the turrets, that is the story of the day for the Canadian defense. The turret matrix just owns Danger Mouse. Tries to just grabs the flag, immediately jets directly away from the flag bridge. Didn't really have a route. Got body blocked by the heavy on flag. Tried to jet straight away from the base, and the four clamp turns just pick her apart, and a few land spikes say hi too out on the front lip. Larno comes in for a grab. Larno, and guess what took out Larno? Indeed, the clamp turrets. Gonna go back over to the New Zealand side, if I can find it. New Zealand. There we go. New Zealand side over here. Lower part, lower inventory stations are all down, looks like. No, they got one up right now, but looks like they were just hammered down there for a few seconds inside. Their flag area, flag was moved off by Goon. Goon went for a grab, didn't get too far. Inventory station still up on the bridge area, though. And let's see, they got a turret still up over there. Turret and... I should say, no, I'm sorry, they got a few spider clunters. They do not have their elf turret up right now. Misnomer there, but in their sensor turret now also down. Flag about to return. Incoming disc spam, someone disc spamming the flag. It's Madlep's back on the flag, playing heavy on flag for the New Zealand team. Gonna go over the Canadian base, see what's up over there. Madlep playing light defense. I'm sorry, not Madlep, that's Mad Bomber playing light defense on top of the Canadian bridge. Incoming capper for the New Zealand team. Gets the flag. Prince has it. Spider clamps ripping him up, and will they get the kill? No, the clamp turns don't get the kill, but Prince doesn't have the energy to get out of the ditch. Got Elf coming off and has to go back down into the spider clamps, and there we go. The Just Chillin' place spider clamp turrets will take him out. Oh, I'm going to steal me some elite spider clamp placements from Just Chillin'. Nah, just kidding. Anyway, now let's see. Nullman here over here on playing heavy offense for the Canadians, missiling down their turret. Turret goes down under a flurry of mortars and missiles. Canadians, I'm sorry, the New Zealand base getting rocked. Madlep still on the flag, long-range mortar spam, now lighting up that bridge area. Grab by Alien Girls, but this time timing perhaps not so good. Alien Girls gets taken out by Hawson's clearing spam mortar. Checking out who's Red Mercury for the Canadians, skiing across, hitting his hoe route, coming in now to do some ho-ho-hoing over on the New Zealand side, going back over to the Canadian bridge. Canadian bridge, there we go. Just Chillin', checking him out, do some deploy work. Jolt here hanging around the flag stand. Elf turret, AA turrets, and Mad Bomber all up in position on the Canadian bridge. Very, very little offense right now that I can see from the New Zealand team. Very much a heavy pressure offense being run by the Canadians, keeping the New Zealand suppressed. Revelation has a grab. Revelation, only a tiny sliver of life gone. Still plenty of energy, plenty of speed. Looking around for midfielders, not seeing it. Maybe one chaser long range trying to spam some grenades on him. Revelation appears to be gone with this flag. Sands a miracle snipe. He is 200 meters out, heading to the flag stand, up into the air, to the bridge. Revelation hits it, and inside for cap number 6. 13 minutes still remaining. Cap out is 8 Canadians. A definitive defining lead. And in case you're wondering, no, the Canadians actually do not really have the ping advantage on this map. New Zealand slightly better than the Canadians for the most part, but not a terribly big difference. Like I said, most teams, the New Zealand team pinging in the 200 to 250 range, the Canadians pinging in the 200 to 300-ish range. Or let's see, any guys over that? Yeah, I take that back. They're in the 300 to 350 range. So a slight ping advantage for the New Zealands, but not much. Once you get past about the 200 mark for everybody, it starts to matter a whole lot less. Anyway, Flaxen here gets lit up because it is taken by Alien Girls on the New Zealand side. Alien Girls is going to go down. Al Thor's clamp turns gun to rock her and take her out. Got her Boxor's Rock Sword by the clamp turrets, and inside the lower base, see if the inventory stations are down. Yep, the inventory stations inside the New Zealand base are offline. Heavy offense for the Canadians, though, inside appear to be dead, though. Base cleared out. Grab by Revelation. Revelation has the flag doing a side-to-side coming off towards the west. Up same route he had last time. Plenty of health. Don't see any Elfers to slow him down. Don't see the grenades. Few one, maybe one chain or long range. It's not going to be enough to stop Revelation as he is cruising across the map. Coming back home. Hits the last real big hill. Jetting down to the flag stand. 100 meters into the air. Coming down. Hits the bridge. Inside. Body blocked by the heavy on flag. Flag is snagged at the last second by Vindicate. Vindicate doesn't have flares. Vindicate throwing grenades, but does not have the flares necessary. Who is it? Jolt picks up the fallen flag, looks like. Who is it? Looks like Revelation got killed. Jolt picks it up, though. Jolt caps it before I can get a lock on him. And the Canadians do pick up that. Flag was moved off by the last second by... Who was it? By Vindicate, but Vindicate couldn't keep on to it long enough, and flag return. Canadians will cap regardless. 7-0, 11 minutes remaining. Canadians need one more for a cap out. A near flawless victory by the Canadians. They let one cap go on Slapdash, but perhaps looking here to make up for it with another 8-0 here on Beggar's Run. New Zealand team having a hellish time trying to keep their base up. Canadian players inside that base, they are up into that upper room, down into the lower room. Now, looks like the New Zealanders have evicted the base rapers for time being. They've got their upper inventory station up. They got some ho going out. Mortar spam lighting up the Canadian, or lighting up the New Zealand bridge. Mad Lep appears to be off the flag. Incoming capper. It's Revelation. Revelation this time, that light defense all over him. He's getting Elf trying to go for that same route. Disc in the side. Doesn't have the energy. Second disc plinking him down. Does not have the juice to get out with it this time. And the LD from New Zealand is all over him with the Elves with the discs. And he goes down. Med Mercury, they're screaming across the map. No Man up and doing a route. Where are you? Alien Girls. Alien Girls coming in. What appears to be four grab. Going to zoom ahead of her to the flag stand. Alien Girls coming into the flag stand. Hoff is there, though. Going to bounce into the Hoff, if I'm not mistaken. Indeed, bounces into the flag, and Alien Girls is going to go down. Razorjack grabs in a heavy, I guess it's only a second later, goes down as well. Red Mercury going for the New Zealand base. It's going to go over to the Canadian flag stand so you can find it over here on the Canadian side. Canadian side very, very quiet in comparison to the New Zealand side. The Canadian definitely stacking the offense. I'm only seeing one, two, three, maybe four guys over here for the Canadians. Just chilling. Jolt and Mad Bomber is all I can see off the top of my head. So three, maybe four people for the Canadians. Long range mortar spam heading out towards that flag. It is Vindicate. Vindicate for the New Zealanders dumping mortars onto that bridge area trying to take down the Hoff and whatnot. Revelation has a grab on the other side. The Revelation punching his repair kit coming off the stand. Has lots of energy. Was not getting Elf. Got hurt though. Taken down about half his life. Now already uses repair kit up into the air, but has speed. Has energy up into the sky. Does a little dance for me. Chain are all over him. Revelation coming back with the winning cap. Revelation, Elfers all... Nope, Elfer tries to pick him at the last second. Grenades and mortars onto the HUD. He's going to get lit up when he comes in, but hits it anyway and will cap. 8-0 for the Canadians. Game over. Top scores, Canadian Rapers all the way up there. Most kills was Red Mercury raping those inventory stations. 34. Highest New Zealander was Vindicate playing help. Pulled off 15 kills. Dreadnought. And then Eowyn, Cyanide, Moisty Man. But Revelation, Red Mercury, Anarchy, Just Chillin', Hawson, Nolman, Jolt, excuse me, Razorjack, and Goon, all up there for the Canadians, 8-0, very much an, excuse me, whoa, hiccups there coming in, O versus D game on Beggar's Run. Canadians just throw the O, and manage to keep the Canadians, or sorry, to keep the New Zealanders on the defensive, and that is it. I believe that is the last match for this evening for the Tribes 2 World Championships. I'll throw in one more song for you, make a quick check of the rounds, and see if there's anything else coming up, but if not, try to find a pass-off, and we'll see if anyone else wants to pick it up here tonight on TSN. I hate a lot of things.
Here at TSN,
we're officially on welfare. Come on, kids, help me scatter car parts on the front lawn.
Damn you all! Stop mocking me!
Anyway, guys, Nordrum here, going to clip this MP3 off for you so it'll be small for the teams trying to download. I'll go upload it, try to find the caster for TSN who wants to take over. I need a break. Been playing and shoutcasting all day long, and I am exhausted. So quick burp for you, and I'll try to find someone to pick it up.